Hey, Bez Hashem. Today we're going to learn Parak Aleph of Maseches Tainus, Mishnayos, Hey and Vav. So we've been discussing what if it doesn't rain when it's supposed to rain, meaning by the seventh day of Marcheshvan, we have to be davening for rain once everybody had a chance to get home after Shmini Atzeres. And what happens if the 17th day of Marcheshvan comes and it still hasn't rained? So we discussed how the Talmid Chacham fast a series of Monday, Thursday, Monday, three fast days that are lighter types of fast days. Higia Rosh Chodesh if the Rosh Chodesh Kislev arrives and the rain still hasn't begun to fall, Beis Din goes in Shalosh Taniyos HaLetzibur. The Beis Din goes there three fast days on Monday, Thursday, Monday for the Tzibur. Ochlin V'Shosin Mishachashecha. These are also lighter fast days that they're allowed to eat and drink at night time. Umutarim B'Malacha. You're allowed to do Malacha on these days. Uberchitza and to bathe, Ubesicha and to anoint oneself. Ubinilas a sandal to wear leather shoes. Ubetashma Shamita and to have Tashma Shamita. Meaning again, even though those things are usher on the more serious fast days, on the heavier fast days, these are lighter types of fast days, and therefore they're allowed to do these things on these fast days. Now, it's already been several weeks after the rain is supposed to come, but it's not yet a point where we're so nervous that we have to make the heaviest kinds of fast days. So they're treated with a certain sense of leniency. So now, if that doesn't work, and it still didn't rain, so they don't have to do any more fasts. So what did they do? Avru elu v'lo na'enu. If these three fast days also passed and they still didn't have rain, Beis Din goes in shalosh taniyos acheros al tzibur. So there are another three tainus tziburs that Beis Din are goes there, and now we up the level a little bit. Now we're going to make it much more strict. So what do we do? Ochlin v'shosin mibod yom. You're allowed to eat and drink only while it's still daytime, but as soon as nighttime comes, you have to stop eating. So it's a 24-hour fast. It's not just a 12-hour fast. V'asurim b'malacha. They're not allowed to do malacha on these fast days. The Gemara says that they are allowed to do malacha at night, meaning the isur to eat begins at night, but the isur malacha only begins in the morning. Uberachitza. They're not allowed to bathe in warm water, I mean to bathe the entire body. They're allowed to wash their hands and their hands and face, but they're not allowed to bathe. Take a full shower. Ubesicha. They're not allowed to anoint themselves with any oil. Sicha shel tanuk, something that's just for pleasure. Now, if it's a sicha that's not shel tanuk, it's a sicha that's just lahavir zuama or reicha, the person has a foul body odor or something like that, that they're allowed to do. But sicha shel tanuk, something that's just for enjoyment, some sort of cream, an ointment that just feels geschmack, they're not allowed to do. Ubinilas a sandal, they're not allowed to wear leather shoes. Ubetashma shamita, they're not allowed to have tashma shamita. And they close the bathhouse because people are not allowed to bathe in hot water. So avru elu v'lonanu. If even those three fast days came and went, and that we still don't have any rain, Bezin goes alayim od sheva. Then we have a series of seven more fast days that we observe on Mondays and Thursdays. Starting with a Monday, so it's a Monday, Thursday, Monday, Thursday, Monday, Thursday, Monday. Shehin shalosh esrei tainios ala tzibur, which makes for a total of 13 tainios that the tzibur observed. We had in Mishnah Hay there were three, and then there were three more at the beginning of this Mishnah, and now we have an additional seven. The three that we mentioned in Mishnah Dalid are not Tainios Tzibur. They don't count because that was only for the Talmidei Chachamim. Harei Elu Yiseirus Al Rishonos, and these seven fasts are more strict than the earlier fasts. Shebeilu Masriyin, and these fasts, they have to even blow the shofar, and V'no'al in Esachanuyos, and we close up all the stores. B'sheni Matinim Chashecha, on Monday of those seven fasts, close to nightfall, at the end of the fast, they open the doors of the food stores a little bit to allow people to buy whatever food they're going to need for immediately after the fast. But even then, they're not allowed to open the stores fully with full advertising and spreading out all the stuff in the shuk for people, just a little bit so people can get what they need. But on the Thursdays that they fast in this series of seven fasts, they're allowed to keep the store open all day because people need to go shopping for Shabbos. We have like remnants of this nowadays, right? When Tisha B'Av falls on Thursday, we have certain kulas that we have l'kavod Shabbos, even though on a regular Tisha B'Av maybe we wouldn't have all of those kulas. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Hey, we said that if Rosh Chodesh Kislev arrives and it still hasn't rained, so Beis Din goes there three tainios on the tzibur, and they those tainios on the tzibur are not so strict. They could eat and drink at night, and they're allowed to do work and rechitza and sicha and sandal tash shemitah. Then in Mishnah Vav we said if even those fast days come and go, and we were not answered yet, so another three tainios on the tzibur. But now we up the strictness of it, and we say they're not allowed to eat and drink at night, and it becomes aser to do malacha and to bathe and to anoint oneself with the sicha shel tanug and with the nilas a sandal and with tashma shamita, and they close the bathhouses. Now, if even those fast days came and went and we weren't answered, so then we have an additional seven fast days, which makes for a total of 13. And those last seven are even more strict because they, in addition to all the other restrictions, they also blow the shofar and they close the stores. And on Mondays, they open the stores late in the day in order for people to be able to get whatever minimal food they need to break the fast. But on Thursdays, they'll open the stores fully so that people will be able to buy things l'kavod Shabbos. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll finish the first parak of Maseches Tainus and move on as well to the second parak of Maseches Tainus.